Mr. Airy.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor and Board. Really some good things that are happening in our city. As of today, we've secured all of the easements necessary for the Johnson Drive project, which is a CDBG grant-funded project, so that project will move ahead with both our engineers and with Freddie Wells, our grant writer, so that was good news. Our code officer has contacted all the businesses along Second Street north of the railroad tracks to inform them about the sidewalks being their responsibility for snow and ice removal. The only request that we had from a business owner was that MoDOT came through, they'd cleaned the sidewalk, MoDOT came through, threw the snow onto the sidewalk, so can there be some leniency there whenever snow and ice is on there? I've asked our code officer, Ms. Wilson, just to use some common sense with that as we administer that. Prairie Fire Development was not selected by the Missouri Housing Development Commission, and that became official word this week, and wanted the board to be aware of that. The CDBG grant for the Southeast Wastewater Treatment Plant, an emergency grant that we filed for, was awarded to the city. We got our confirmation letter today of $500,000, so that will help offset the cost of the Southeast Wastewater Treatment Plant, the new filters. Also, I just want to follow up with the spillway. As you heard earlier, it did, the total price did come in at $135,000. The roughly $35,000, we have talked to FEMA today to see if that $35,000 could be considered as part of the recovery from FEMA. They spoke very favorably of it, but they were not the final decision makers, but we did file all that paperwork with FEMA representatives today. FEMA was in town to look at the four or five projects that we do have that we are considering as FEMA projects, the spillway, Phillips and Connor, McDowell Street, the Southeast Treatment Plant, and then there was some damage done to City Hall. We walked through all of those with FEMA representatives today, and they're going to be working on that information. So that brings me to, I've talked to the mayor about the possibility of doing a work session on January 25th at 6 o'clock concerning McDowell Street, that we can begin moving forward on that project. And so the city engineers have gathered all their information. City Finance Director is in the process of looking at a funding strategy. As I said, we met with the FEMA representatives today and kind of got their perspective on the McDowell Street project. But if we could do a workshop on January 25th at 6 o'clock p.m. prior to the Board of Aldermen meeting, I think we can give you some information about that project. That's all I have, Mr. Mayor.
Any questions for the City Administrator?
When did it look like we'd get started on that filter redo?
About the Southeast plant?
Southeast plant.
Once we get the engineering in line, we're looking at sending it out for bids. Do we have a date, Mr. Conway, or are we looking at probably?
I'm looking at March before we get things.
Yeah.
Heck of an emergency, isn't it?
What do you mean by get things moving as far as actual construction or?
Before you award the bid.
Before we award the bid.
So if you award the bid in March, what's a realistic time frame to begin starting actual work?
Well, and you remember the board gave us permission to go ahead and order the filters.
Right.
So the filters should be in place 1st of February. We send it out for bids. We can get a contractor there, and we can begin working on it immediately.
Okay.
That's why we did the ordering of the filters early.
Right. I
so that we can begin
sure
this.
A delay after.
Yeah,
the,
so we can begin this project as soon as they're awarded.
So what's the time frame on Johnson Street now that we know we got all the easements?
If we can send that for bids, March, we'll probably start April, May time frame.
Okay.
And it's not a lengthy project.
Right,
so,
I understand.
Yeah.
I just don't want it to drag on into winter again.
November, December.
Yeah. There's a time frame on this. We need to have this project wrapped up with CDBG. I believe it's December 31.
I know some residents were waiting on FEMA to respond as far as damage to their own personal property. Where's that process at?
They would have to contact the county.
That's all been turned over to the county?
That's all been turned over to the county, and all we're dealing with is the public side of damages.
Okay.